With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, let's get to it. Jamie White, she is a hero.
Where's
no
the song?
Doubt.
Where's the song?
Oh, You Are My Hero?
Yeah, where's
Hey, Sean, can you get You Are
Batman
My Hero? I don't know if right now.
I don't feel like you're really ready for this,
no,
this story.
Well, I am ready for it. You should have mentioned that. I mean, I didn't know you wanted a complete song and everything.
Yeah, I went.
All right, let me see.
I want an award.
Pull it up.
I want a sash.
Oh, my God.
I want a crown.
Yeah, You Are My Hero.
Bette Midler.
See it in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't even think we have that in the system in here.
Oh, here you go. Sean's got it, I think.
All
Sean,
right.
Do you have it?
Sean, you got it? Go ahead. Let it rip if you've got it.
I just found the karaoke.
We don't want the karaoke.
We'll have to sing it ourselves. All right. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Oh, God. Man. You people.
I'm sorry.
I mean,
you saved a life. You would think that I'd be prepared for you, but I don't know. I'm just, here we go.
There we go. It's my theme song this morning. It's BJ's theme song to me.
That's a crappy version.
Oh, just go with it.
Well, the audio is horrible.
You were content to let me shine.
Oh, yeah. I let you live.
Yeah.
Right. You always want to stand.
Do we have to play this whole thing?
So I was the one with all the glory.
I saved your life.
All right, let's get to this.
Okay, fine. Oh, my God. There was a hook in it.
Last Thursday morning at about 8:40, Jamie's doing tabloid trash. And I don't know what we were talking about, what she was talking about. But this thing came over me of pressure on my chest and everything that I completely lost all ability to focus on what you were saying. And you recognized it.
I did, but first I didn't, because first I got pissed off at you.
Yeah, you did. You did.
This is not the part where I save his life.
No, this is prior to saving my life.
Right, this is me. So I do something funny, because I'm funny. And BJ just stares at me. And he just says nothing. And his eyes just go weird, like blank. And I'm like, really, dude? Are you okay? Like, I'm not funny now?
Right. I've seen you tune me out before, but never like this, Peach.
Right, yeah.
You know, I'm that bad this morning?
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. I was kind of pissed. And so then I realized this is a different stare, you guys. This is a guy that's not hearing me at all.
No, it didn't.
Like, he's like... Burr, 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 burr. Is that how I sounded?
Yeah, well, it was... That was what I was hearing.
Right, I feel like...
As you were talking.
I feel like some people hear that all the time from me.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, we got to get out of this. Like, we got to go to commercials or whatever. So I wrapped it up real fast. I was like, bye-bye, okay, thanks, that's tabloid trash. And the next thing I know, BJ's holding on to the counter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you okay? And he's like, no, I'm not okay. And you take it from there.
And my chest was like, you know, it's that whole thing they tell you that an elephant just sat on your chest.
You said
okay?
that.
So I look at Jamie and I said, no, there's something. But then it started passing. It lasted for about 5 or 6 minutes and it started passing. So once it passed the first time around, Jamie said, you got to get an aspirin. Let's take an aspirin because it thins out your blood. If it is a heart situation, let's go ahead and do this.
I went down to the kitchen. I got 2 aspirin and I shoved them down his throat.
That's just part of the life-saving, the aspirin. Okay, that's phase one. There's a couple of phases here. So I take the aspirin and I think to myself, I really do. I think, you know, that wasn't cool. I need to call a doctor. I really need to call a doctor and schedule an appointment and follow up on this. But I thought it was over, right?
Yeah, and then he kept calling his doctor, and it was going to voicemail.
Yeah.
And I'd had it.
They were,
the guy was going to die.
It was before 9 o'clock, so they weren't open yet.
I'm like,
okay?
What are we doing?
So 5 minutes later, we're sitting here in the studio. We've not come back on the air live yet. 5 minutes later, we're sitting here in the studio, and man, the second phase. This was like an earthquake where you get to first the tremble and then the big quake. The second one came, and the second one was so much more intense. Same feeling, but it was more intense and it lasted a lot longer. I literally thought I was going to collapse here in the studio and die. I really did.
And he got sweaty and clammy.
I was in bad shape.
He was in reverse, and he's holding on to the counter.
I was hanging on, and all I could hear was Sean and Jamie. Jamie going, "We got to find an urgent care. We got to get him there fast." And then eventually, because this thing was so serious, Jamie switched over and said, no urgent care. You're going to an emergency room.
Right now.
Immediately. Now, I'm in my head, I'm thinking to myself, it's time to call 911.
But that's not what you were saying out loud.
No, I didn't say it out loud.
Because I was actually arguing with you because you said that you had to go pick up something and that you need to go pick up your insurance forms. And I'm like, I have stuff to do today, Jamie. I'll just schedule something later. I'm like, we don't have time to pick up your insurance forms. You're going to be dead.
That's where she saved my life, I think. Because if I was confused. And I kept thinking that I had to have these insurance forms. I don't even know what the hell I'm thinking about. I don't even know what the insurance forms are today.
No.
I don't even know what I was talking about.
He was arguing with me about it.
Yeah. And Jamie's like, no, you're going to a hospital now. Now. You don't have a choice. And I would have gone. I really wouldn't.
You would have gone to the insurance company.
I would have gone looking for insurance papers downstairs and collapsed.
I know.
But she was so adamant. She went and grabbed my son who works here. She went and grabbed him and said, get in here now. Your dad's got an emergency situation. He came running in. They grabbed me. They threw me in a car off to Sky Ridge Hospital.
And then I yelled at your son, tell the doctor he's had 2 aspirin.
Yeah.
And your son's like, okay. But you're supposed to tell, I think, the ER. Okay.
Yeah, they asked.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they asked when we got there. But as soon as I got to the hospital, boom, they had me in there working on me and ready to go. Well, it turned out it wasn't a heart attack. I never even had a heart attack. Once they ran all the tests and everything, it was something else, which is a mystery right now.
Oh, no. Tell them it's not really a mystery. You just didn't finish the testing.
What do you mean? Oh, wait a minute.
The brain scan and the brain damage.
Let me give you a couple of things, okay?
You know how you have brain damage?
Before I get to my brain damage, which, yeah, you're listening to a brain damage show right now.
Just one half of it.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. But now the first thing they said was, that possibly heart attack. They ruled that out because I did all the stress tests. I did everything. And then second was, I guess there's a thing called chest pain. Just like a cramp you get in your calf, you can also get in your chest with that muscle that comes across the...
I thought it was angina. Because I actually Googled elephant on chest, you guys. Do you know that you can Google elephant on your chest and it comes up with angina?
Right. Angina. Yeah. Angina is the beginning of what could be heart disease.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's still a possibility, I guess, because they did mention that. All right. Here's
the
last part.
Look, I'm the Google queen.
Here's the last part. And thank you again, Jamie.
Yes, sure.
Thanks for being so adamant, forcing me to go, because I probably wouldn't have, and who knows how it works out, right?
Yeah. Because you really ticked me off with your insurance.
I didn't know what forms I was talking about. I have no idea what that was all about.
But you are, like, you're hard to fight. Because I mean, like, I'm being serious. Like, next time if anything ever happens to either one of us on the air, let's just go when we're supposed to go. Like, let's not fight each other.
Yeah.
Because that was very uncomfortable.
But I don't think I was thinking so.
I know you weren't.
I think I was just, it's a guy thing, too. We hate to go to the hospital.
Yeah, I know, right?
And I don't want to inconvenience the 911 people. Okay? They got other calls coming in.
Right.
I don't want to be the problem here. But, so I'm getting ready to leave the hospital, and this is what night? I'd already spent the night. They put me in the hospital on Thursday after I left here in the studio. They went in and put me in because of some, you know, tests, for further tests.
Oh, tell them how I yelled at you Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Friday night?
Yeah, Thursday night when I was driving home from Bar Bingo.
Yeah, it was Thursday night.
So listen to this, you guys. So I called BJ, right? I'm like, so what's going on? He's like, I don't know. I'm driving home from Bar Bingo. And I said, did you tell him that you're under a lot of stress? Well, no, I'm not going to get into that. I don't want to tell him about having any stress. I'm like, are you crazy?
They
can't diagnose you if you don't tell them the truth. Like, these doctors aren't like psychic mind readers. You have to tell them the truth.
They kept saying, are you under stress? And I said, no, not really.
No.
I do a goofy show. I'm not under any stress, you know. I'm good. And then Jamie yelled at me. So when they came back in and asked me the second time, And this was actually when I was doing some stress testing, which you get on this little treadmill, and they go through a whole questionnaire.
And were your enzyme levels high?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's bad ones for your heart. Yeah, they were really high. So anyway, the person in charge of this stress testing, she kept asking, and she listens to our show, okay? She
was
listens.
That awkward? Was
she
that awkward?
Told us.
She,
well,
like,
it was.
Because she could, like,
but
you understand. Know, you're in your boxers.
She knew who I was. She knew by the sound of my voice, and she knew.
Was the back of your yeah. gown open?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it while was. You were... It was. Yeah. And at the worst time, not to be a guy to be a guy that doesn't wear underwear, it's from now on, it's underwear all the way, folks.
All the time.
I've changed my
just
policy.
Just in case of a medical just emergency.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I got to the hospital with no underwear. I swear. Okay, so I'm in the stress yeah. test, right?
Yeah.
And Jamie had yelled at me. Okay, so I said, okay, well, Jamie's yelling at me, so I got to tell him. So the lady, she listens to our show, and she goes, are you under stress? And I said, to be honest with you, yeah, I do work under a stressful situation. She says, I know. I listen to your show. You work with Jamie. I get the stress.
That's not fair.
That's what she said to me.
That's not the stress I was going for.
And I felt such a connection with that woman at that point. I high-fived her. I said, you understand my world. You understand
that
me.
That was not the stress I was going for, but okay.
Okay. So get this. All right. This is the very last thing, and this is quite concerning, actually.
Yeah.
But you got to laugh. I mean, who, you know. It's life. So I'm getting ready to leave the hospital. This is on Friday. I'm sitting on the edge of the bed. I still got all the heart monitors and stuff hooked up. The head doctor is in there, and she's talking to me about what I need to do, lessen your stress, and blah, blah, blah. And she stops and says, have you ever been told that one of your pupils is larger than the other?
Rot-row.
I don't know what that means. No, I've never been told. I have no idea. Nobody's ever looked you in the eye and said, hey, wow, one of your pupils is larger than the other. No, no, no. And she goes, oh, you might have to stay. I think we need to do a brain scan.
Yeah, brain scan. Yep.
If you have a pupil larger than the other pupil, you got a brain injury.
Or a brain bleed, right?
Or brain something going on. Either that or you've suffered a minor stroke.
Which is a brain bleed, isn't it?
You tell me this right after telling me not to stress. To go home and just try to keep the stress out of your life. But that's what I'll leave the hospital with.
So this dum-dum tells her, I need to go home. I have a golf tournament.
Yeah. And the Broncos were kicking off.
Oh, my God.
At 5:30. I had to get home before the Broncos. I made it by 10 minutes before the Broncos kicked off.
Yeah.
And then I played in a golf tournament over the weekend.
So, yeah. Did you guys hear that? He played in a golf tournament over the weekend and walked.
Yeah.
He might have a tiny, tiny brain leak, but this is what makes me crazy about you. Because they told you, oh my God, one of your pupils is off. You need to go stay here and have a brain scan. Uh-huh. And you go and play golf.
Well, I told them that they can send all that information to my personal doctor. Okay, and he and I will determine
that. A brain bleed
isn't
something that you determine later. A brain bleed isn't like, oh, maybe we'll do this on Thursday. Didn't they tell you to stop drinking Trumu? What are you drinking right now? Trumu. Yeah,
I know. They told me to stop. They told me to cut out most sugar. So I don't know. I got all these instructions. I can't keep it all straight.
And then they give him all these different pills to take, right? You know, like to lower his cholesterol. Yeah. And he's like, I'm not taking all that.
Until I consult my own personal. Jamie, okay, here's my thinking here, guys. I saw six different doctors. Everybody has a little variation of what it could be. And you get these prescriptions. I think it's smart to send all that information to one doctor that you've been seeing for years. Send it to Dr. Spencer. Say, hey, doc, take a look at this. You tell me. If you say yes, go get these filled. I'm in. But if he says no, I'm out.
What did your cardiologist write for? What did your cardiologist write for?
High blood pressure and cholesterol.
Well, then take that.
Oh, boy.
Whatever your cardiologist wrote for, I think he's the senior in this, or she is. She's the senior in it. Follow your cardiologist's advice.
You know, for a guy like me that went through a phase where he loved a pill because I had a knee surgery and the opioids were painkillers.
He loved those.
And after a while, you feel like you can't function without them, right?
For a while, you couldn't, and you couldn't get off of them.
Exactly. And so I stopped. It was about a 6-7 month period.
Correct.
And finally, I did. Finally, I just threw them away one day, and I never went back to them. I am so anti-medication right now. That it's unbelievable. Okay. I don't want to put anything in my system.
Well, we can do this with your diet, but it starts with no more Trumu.
Back to you.
No more Trumu.
I understand. The chocolate milk has
to. Can we get you a brain scan?
Yeah, we'll do it this week.
So you might have brain damage.
Let's bring a machine in here and do it.
So they told you you might have some brain damage?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's not funny, but really?
Yeah.
They said that you might have brain damage.
Yeah. I kind of feel like it.
I mean, I have a bunch of jokes in my head, but that's really insensitive.
It really is. I'm sitting right here. Do it behind my back if you don't mind. But I want to say sincerely, thank you.
Oh, you're
thank
welcome.
You for pushing me so hard Thursday and getting me to where I could get some care.
Can I? Oh, you're welcome. I feel like you didn't really mean that.
I do mean that. I mean that with all my heart. And Sean, you were a part of that too, as you tried to map quest or whatever the hell you tried to do.
Just get
you were getting on
route.
My nerves, dude.
Just wanted to find the quickest route.
Yeah, but you were arguing with her. I'm like, I think that one's 1.8 miles. I think this one's 1.4. Let's go to MapQuest.
I'm like, just go to Sky Ridge. It's close. Go to the ER now. Because I love Sky Ridge. I mean, I actually really do.
It's a good hospital.
Yeah, it's a great hospital. Yeah.
They took care of me.
Yeah, so.
They were great.
Oh my God. But can I tell you one funny thing you don't know? So Richard comes in here, Richard Murphy.
Yeah.
And he's like, you guys, we have paddles. I go, dude, he wasn't down.
Richard Murphy.
He wanted to shock you.
That's because he
goes. He goes, I'm trained in that. He goes, I'm trained in it. I could have totally brought him back. I'm like, he wasn't down. He would have put you in cardiac arrest.
Okay, let me also say this. I want to thank you. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, Jamie, for not letting Richard Murphy touch me. Okay. That might be a bigger thanks to the
right.
First one. Thank God he didn't
Clear.
Get his hands on me. Oh, jeez.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.